everyone. Welcome to day two of ISE 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Absen, the LED company. You can find them at absen.com. But I do have an awesome guest today. His name is Gavin Downey with Epson America. Welcome.
Thank you, Victoria.
Hey. Just tell us about your company, maybe your role in the company, what you do.
Sure. So Epson is the largest projector manufacturer in the world. Mm-hmm. So we build projectors over 100 different models. All of our models have 3LCD technology, which is a three-chip solution, and it provides incredible color brightness. So very rich, vibrant color, and that's sort of key to our brand.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you have to live under a rock not to know who Epson is. Yeah, what are you guys doing new at ISC? What's your big wow for this year?
So it's a really exciting show for us here at ISC in 2018. Mm-hmm. We launched the world's first 3LCD laser native 4K projector. So very exciting launch for us there. We're also announcing a 20,000 lumen laser projector that's WUXGA. So really a great solution for rental and staging, fixed installation. So we're really excited to launch those two new products, announce those products here. Mm-hmm. We're also announcing LightScene, which is a projector that will actually you can mount it in like track lighting. Mm-hmm. So it's fantastic for, you know, creating ambiance or providing information in a variety of different environments, like mm-hmm. you know, casinos, restaurants. It's really quite a transformational product.
Cool. Is that last product, is that something that's kind of a new thing in the industry? I said offline that I was 2 years in the industry, so I'm still wrapping my head around everything that's going on. So I'm trying to see what the trends are, maybe, you know, every few years. Is that something new that's been going on, or is it just something that everyone has been improving on? Because I have heard that before, but yeah. I do have to check it out myself to see how you guys are different.
Sure, sure. No, I think it is a trend. I think when you're seeing laser projection is allowing projectors to become much smaller.
Sure.
Sealed optics allows you to mount them in locations where there may be a lot of dust, and if you had a lamp-based solution, that may be problematic. So as the technology progresses and with laser phosphor and sealed optics, it really is positioning projection where it currently or it previously couldn't be deployed. So mm-hmm. I think it's a new trend. I think you'll continue to see laser projectors being used where lamp-based projectors mm-hmm. Weren't in the past.
Even with the ambiance, you said that there's ambiance lighting too. Is that something new too? I'm far behind on any kind of projection and mapping and just everything screen-related. That's a whole different section for me, displays. I'm not in that. So you have to still educate me, maybe the history and what's going on in that section.
Well, I think people were using a variety of different lighting solutions, and I think the mm-hmm. lighting business in general is evolving very quickly with LED technology and mm-hmm. greater control over lighting. But I think that projection being deployed in the context of lighting and, mm-hmm. and creating ambiance, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and really kind of an experiential aspect to lighting, I think it's fairly new. I actually don't think you missed out on anything in the past. You're here at a really good time.
Good.
So,
okay. Yeah. Good. And then where can we find, if someone's listening in and they're like, hey, I actually want to check this out while the podcast, where can we find the website?
Well, there's actually quite a bit of information on Rave. So we've mm-hmm. done some booth tours. So I would check it out on Rave. And then you can also check Epson.com. So.
Cool, cool. And then are you guys on the socials? You can probably find that on the website, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, I believe.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Nice. You can find myself, too, in the Twitter land, at Barella Victoria _, because there's another Barella Victoria without the _, so don't do that. And then you can find not only this podcast, but other podcasts at ravepubs.com/ISE2018, if you want to spread the love. And all these podcasts are sponsored by Epson. So thanks, guys. Tell us more about Epson, though.
So Epson is, again, one of the leading providers of projection technology. Mm-hmm. Also a leader in print, so large format prints for fine art photography, mm-hmm. Large format print using solvent-based solutions for, like, mm-hmm. digital signage. So we're a large company, and we're a market share leader in many of the verticals in which we play.
Mm-hmm. Did you come from that background?
I came from a technology background, so mm-hmm. I've always worked in technology, starting way back on the commercial side with copper and fiber mm-hmm. and networking, which is very applicable to projection because you're feeding content through, you know, a structured cabling system. So started in commercial technology and have worked in consumer technology as well.
Nice. I am really bad with networking, so I have to get some classes on that. I'm horrible at it. Do you have any other, do you have like advice for people entering the industry, either millennials actually in the AV industry or coming from another industry as well? People have been asking in the past, hey, how do I get into your industry? I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. I mean, I think it really starts with just being very, very curious. Mm-hmm. So I think if you're really looking for information and you've got an interest in lighting or you've got an interest in projection or you've got an interest in video walls, you know, consume what's out there. And I would say don't be afraid to reach out to people that are subject matter experts and are writing about it in the press and in the media or even in the in universities. There are a lot of different people that are really pushing the envelope in universities, and that's something we do at Epson. I mean, if we reach out to people who are doing innovative, cool things that are pushing the envelope, we'll reach out to them and say, how can we help you? So I think it really starts with curiosity and then not being afraid to reach out to people that are out there and writing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to get everyone's input kind of about how people break in. There's a gap, I don't know if people realize, of the young people going into the AV industry, young people or also women. So just trying to, you know, get that out there and then trying to get even women in the audio section. That's so hard. I've had many classes that there's not very many women. Let us know also, again, products. Where can we find it online, on the website?
So you can go to Epson.com and search that out. And again, I think Rave's done a great job of covering ISC 2018. And I think since we're announcing many of these products, so
you definitely want to check those out.
That's right. Some of the most current content actually is on Rave.
Yeah, so ravepubs.com/ISC2018. If you're listening to this, I'm sure it got posted the night of the recording, so you guys are practically here if you're even somewhere else. So that's awesome. Any last words?
No, I think it's just a really exciting time for Epson, particularly as it relates to high lumens projectors. So you know, recent market share indicates that we've taken a leadership position in projection over 6,000 lumens, and that's just it's been a focus of ours for years, and we really went out and listened to customers in, you know, House of Worship, High Ed, Brennan Staging, and really tried to solicit good, solid advice and input on pain points that they have and problems that we could solve. And I think that our investment in high lumens, particularly as it relates to 3LCD and the market share that's starting to result in, is just very, very exciting. And that's why we're launching new high lumens 3LCD solutions here at ISC 2018.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming onto the show. You can find me on the Twitter land again at @BarellaVictoria_. Find all the coverage from the ISC 2018, including what's going on at Epson, at ravepubs.com/ISE 2018. Thank you again for coming onto our show.
Thanks for having us, Victoria.